take a hit. The slightly built Czech runner could be seen doing endless rounds of the track. He would pick up a stone on one side, run one lap fast, drop it off, rest for 30 seconds, and then do the same thing again and again. Coaches would laugh at what they perceived as mindless repetition, but there was method in the madness. The year was 1944, and the runner's name was Emil Zátopek. He went on to win the 5,000 metres, 10,000 metres and a marathon at the 1952 Helsinki Olympics, a feat which has never been repeated. Zátopek's innovation of systematic interval training would transform track training and eventually extend to other sports. Today, the same principle, known as high intensity interval training, or HIIT, is used by people in their 80s to recover from heart attacks. Professor Martin Gibala and colleagues at McMaster University in Canada, a reference in HIIT training, settle on 1 minute as the optimum high-intensity period. Following such a protocol could give the following 15-minute interval session: a 4-minute warm-up, 3 times 1 minute high-intensity, followed by 2-minute recovery, and then a 4-minute cool-down. Adjusting intensity of effort may be conducted up and down a hill, on a bicycle, or by running fast and slow on a level piece of ground. Even combining walking and jogging, the key is to go beyond your comfort zone, recover, and repeat. Experiment with HIIT and reflect on how you feel.